How do you guys keep from thinking about the perfect record?
What perfect record? No, I mean, it's just one week at a time. I mean, that's how we took it all the way. We haven't won anything. It wasn't our goal to win 9 games. Our goal was to come in and try to win every week. And there's no different than any other week. We're going out there and trying to win a game, and it's in the division.
AD, are you embracing the role of being a big bully on the block? Teams really don't like you guys. Are you embracing that role, being the big bad guy?
I didn't know he was the big bad guy or anything like that, but it is what it is. You know, we're just worried about Buffalo. We're not worried about what other people think of us. We pray for the guys in the locker room. That's how we've always been, and that's how we'll continue to be. And just take it, and we're just worried about Buffalo. We're not worried about anybody else.
So something you've learned about the veteran leadership of this team that's able to keep the players on an even keel, like you said, you know, just concentrate on the game at hand. Have you seen how that's done on this team?
Yeah, I mean, that's what being a true professional is all about. You know, that's one of the characteristics of it. It's taking it one week at a time, not looking forward, not looking over anybody. And so you have to just really stay focused at the task at hand, because you have a lot of outside sources that are want to tell you this or tell you that. But knowing that this is a good team that we're about to play, you can't overlook them.
Reflecting it up, right? It's relatively the same group at the start of the year. You guys have been pretty much injury-free. Is that surprise you at this point that things have gone so well? Is that something you don't want to talk about?
I don't know about injury-free, but we've had our share of injuries. But, you know, I think the bye week came at a good time to get some people healed. But, you know, it's good that we haven't had any, you know, a lot of guys just drop out for the year or anything like that. So, you know, after the first week, nobody's 100% healthy. So you can always put somebody on the injury list depending on what it is. But, you know, it's good that the guys are here and got back fresh and ready to go back at it.
You guys knocked their quarterback out, I think, on the second or third play. We played them back in September. You ever think about a guy like that coming back with revenge on his mind, how that might affect how he plays and his mindset?
No. No, we don't. We don't think about that.
Hey, do you know who Lou Holtz is?
Mm-hmm.
Give me your best Lou Holtz imitation and tell me why Buffalo is such a scary team.
I can't give you a best Lou Holtz imitation or anything like that. And why they're the scariest team?
Yeah, why they're such a scary team for you guys.
Why Lou Holtz? I mean,
because he builds teams up all the time.
He builds teams up. I mean, that's his job. It's create hype. So, you know, it's a night game. They're going to create that. I'm not going to do a Lou Holtz thing. He's very animated a lot of times when he's on the show. But I don't want to do anything to insult a good coach or anything. But he's entitled to his opinion or whatever he said. I don't even know what he said or anything. He's hyped the Bills
no,
up.
No, he didn't say anything. I just wanted you to give me an imitation of why they're so good.
Oh, what else? Oh, why the Buffalo's so good? I mean, for a lot of reasons. They're fast on defense. They have leading special teams. And their offense is explosive. Evans is throwing the ball down the field, and Lynch, and they have other explosive guys. And so, again, it's going to be a very good game, a good challenge for us. And just look forward to going out there and playing.
Is there something special to be playing in a national televised game? Oh. Guys always talk about playing on Monday night, how that's special. Is there something special to be playing on Sunday night?
I guess, I mean, you have to wait around all day. That's the only thing, you know. Sometimes you like to just get up and get at it. You know, you build up a lot of, you know, anxiety or whatever, just waiting for the game to come. But, you know, it's nothing like playing it Sunday night. Just the only thing is you have to wait around and watch everybody else play or anything. But it's not a bad thing. But when you're on the road and you're coming in at 5 o'clock in the morning, it's not a good thing either, so.